This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Charity Cavalier, CHARITY, middle initial M, last name CHEVALLIER. Date of birth 11/18/1976. Date of appointment 2/25/2025. Requesting physician Randy Salmon, RANDIESALMON. NP. Dear Randy Salmon, I have the pleasure of seeing Charity Cavalier today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 48-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman. In November 2024, she hit the top of the head to the tree and fell backward. She went to the emergency room after few days. Before the tree, she hit the cabinet also. Her head was hurting. CT of the head and CT of the C-spine were done negative. In January 2023, she fell backward on the ice. She fell on the concrete floor. Went to the Nathan Latour Hospital and then to the Albany Medical Center, diagnosed with subdural hematoma. She went to the Sunnyview Hospital for rehab. She got diagnosis of the traumatic brain injury. She is having dizziness and headache. She has a sensitivity to the crown of the head. She is having migraine 5 times per week. It is top of the head, sharp, dull, with nausea, no vomiting, with photophobia, with phonophobia, with dizziness. Eyes hurts more with the blurring vision. Meloxicam help, sometime Tylenol help. Having ringing in the ears. Past medical history, traumatic brain injury, sleep apnea, pulmonary nodule, COPD, morbid obesity, bipolar disorder, anxiety, hyperlipidemia, asthma, mood disorder, diabetes. Past surgical history, endoscopy, history of laparoscopic cholecystectomy and tonsillectomy, allergy, non-drug allergy, medication, metformin, meloxicam, levothyroxine, fluticasone. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. Divorced, live with the son. Family history, mother alive with diabetes. History of cancer, COPD, father alive, hypertension, diabetes, hypercholesterolemia, 3 sisters. Common problem is diabetes, 1 brother killed in an accident. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having headache, vertigo, lightheadedness, confusion, trouble walking, anxiety, poor control of the bladder. Physical examination, blood pressure 130/85, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate, and rhythm, abdomen, short bowels on present. Next apple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, or entered time 3. Speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination. Strength 545. Deep tender reflexive 204. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pin prick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 48-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, migraine. Number 2, history of subdural hematoma. Number 3, traumatic brain injury. Number 4, dizziness. Next paragraph. It's her CT of the head and CT angiogram of the head and neck done, and it's normal. I would like to start preventive medication for migraine, that is Topamax 25 mg 1 PO daily for 1 week, then 1 PO 2 times daily for 1 week, then 2 at night and 1 in the morning for 1 week. And then 2 PO 2 times daily continue. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.